啊，如果你是在线上的，请把你的麦克关掉。我们一开始，我们一起来念这一段诗篇，诗篇136篇，第1到第3节。啊，请弟兄姐妹起立。好，我们先用中文来念这一段。1、2、3，请。你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢万神之神，因他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢万主之主，因他的慈爱永远长存。我们来唱这一首《圣殿充满赞美》。圣殿充满赞美，我心充满平安，喜乐与荣光，他奇妙地赐给我，颂赞耶稣生命，赐我最赐自由，让圣殿充满赞美，使圣灵充满我心。His praise fills the temple, His peace fills my heart, His joy and glory He did wonders impart. The blessed name of Jesus brought me freedom from sin. Now His praise fills the temple, and His Spirit dwells within. 圣殿充满赞美，我心充满平安，喜乐与荣光，他奇妙地赐给我，颂赞耶稣生命，赐我最赐自由，让圣殿充满赞美，使圣灵充满我心。我们起低头祷告 ，Let's bow and pray。亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你，在主日的清晨，七日的第一日，也是主耶稣复活的日子。来到你的殿中来敬拜你，哇！求你今天来充满我们，让我们享受那罪得自由的释放与自由。感谢你，这样祷告祈求，奉着主耶稣基督的圣名所求的，阿门。Please be seated， 请坐。在诗篇42篇第1到第2节，神啊，我的心切慕你。如切慕溪水，我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时能得见神呢？来唱这一首《如鹿可慕溪水》。Let's sing as the deer。神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水，唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕来敬拜你。你是我的力量盾牌， 我灵单单降服于你，唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕来敬拜你。 Esther dear, Esther dear, pants for the waters of my soul, longest after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. 你是我好朋友，是兄弟，又是我的大君王。我爱你超过爱任何人，总超过世上万物。你是我的力量盾牌，我灵单单降服于你，唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕来敬拜你。我要你胜过世上金银，只有你能满足我心，唯有你赐我真实喜乐，你是我眼中同人。你是我的力量盾牌，我灵单单降服于你，唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕来敬拜你。接下来是 Abraham 弟兄来带领我们一下的祷告。
我们一起起立，我们向神祷告。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。主，我们来到殿中的时候，我们再一次献上我们的感谢和赞美。主啊，你说过，你从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人的心来归向。亲爱的主，我们今天来到你面前的时候，是因为你在十字架上，被钉死在十字架，埋葬，就第三天从死里复活。主，给我们这些信靠你的人永生的盼望，万有生的盼望，在今天在地上有生活得力，用你的恩典，用你的拯救。主啊，你让我们在这个地上所过的生命，有一个更丰盛的生命，一个完全你得自由的生命，是吧？一个能够不效法这个世界，而是心意更新而变化，能够察言何为神善良成全可喜悦的旨意的生命，是吧？还是感谢你，是吧？我们来到你面前的时候，就是再次求你按你不变的恩典，按你极大在我们身上的圣善的意志，带领我们众弟兄姐妹在你面前，把我们每日的生活仰望在你面前，就你恩典保守。主啊，你像你借着各样的聚会，我们自己的读经，主你来向我们说话，主把你自己显明在我们心里，让我们的思想、情感、意志，真是能够每日为你的话语所来归正，为你的话语所来教导。主啊，让我们的思想、意志、情感都能够降服在你的旨意下面。主啊，在这个特别的时期当中，主求你特别恩待我们众弟兄姐妹，让我们有一颗在你里面平安稳妥的心。主啊，知道你是那一位赐给我们这样的平安，这个世界所不能得去的那一位。主，我们也让我们不光是我们在知道有这样 有这样的平安在我们里面，有这样的保守在我们生命当中，也让我们所行的按照这样的启示在我们心里，让我们所行出来的也是行在主的平安当中。亲爱的主，还是感谢你，我们继续把我们教会逐渐的在从线上聚会到实体聚会这样的整个这个过程仰望在你手中。主啊，求你圣善的灵带领我们众弟兄姐妹，主啊，带领我们众弟兄姐妹的心在你的面前，主啊，让我们看到你的带领和保守，主啊，你圣善的灵启示我们，让我们这次能够弟兄姐妹能够按着你的喜悦的旨意来整个这个恢复的过程当中，主正是让我们弟兄姐妹再次能够聚在一起来一起敬拜你。主，我们把整个过程都仰望在你的手中，主你在我们心里做带领的工作，主也把我们在逐渐恢复到实体聚会当中，主啊，弟兄姐妹主恢复各样的服事也交在你的手中，教会各样其他事工的恢复也都交在你的手中。主啊，你恩典带领保守我们，主啊，让我们弟兄姐妹在这些事工上有同样的看见，有这样的负担来服侍你。主，我们也特别把我们主日以后青少年聚会的恢复仰望在你的手中，主啊，带领保守。亲爱的主，孩子也真是求你恩典保守我们在你的面前，教会当中弟兄姐妹身体当中有难处工作当中生活当中有难处的，主啊，求你施恩典保守，赐恩典挪去我们生活当中重担，让我们这次能够享受在你里面的平安。亲爱的主啊，孩子也特别把职场的弟兄姐妹和一些在大学的年轻的弟兄姐妹有可能要回到主场的主部工作当中，或者暑假回到学校的过程当中，主啊，你在这当中来带领保守我们，主啊，保守我们弟兄姐妹脱离一切的凶恶，也让我们有智慧的心在整个过程当中来为你做荣耀的见证见证你是那在我们生命旅途当中一直保守我们的神，也保守我们弟兄姐妹在遇到的各样的环境当中，主啊，你做我们的屏障，你做我们的山寨，你做我们的高台。主啊，还是感谢你，亲爱的主，我们也继续把今天聚会仰望在你的手中。主啊，你儿女在你面前的聚会，主啊，愿你的名在我们当中居首位掌王权。主啊，愿你的名在我们当中得到高举。主，我们把你的话语的宣讲交在你的手中。主啊，你借着话语的宣讲，主啊，你向我们每一个人来说话。主啊，真是把你的道放在我们心里。我们不光是听道，我们是行道。主啊，让我们这是为我们自己来听道。主啊，求你自己的话语在我们心里做那改变的工作。主啊，也把我们在你面前的敬拜交在你的手中。主，愿我们敬拜能够馨香寄达到你面前，让你得着喜悦。在这上感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。来，请坐。
在这个新冠疫情的当中，有许多的资讯真真假假，有时都很难去分辨，但是我们相信神的话是永远不改变。圣经说天地都要废去，但是神的话要永远长存。来唱这一首你的话。我将你的话语深藏在我心，免得我得罪你，免得我远离。哦，主啊，与我亲近，我爱你身影，做我脚前的灯，做我路上的光。天地将要过去，你的话却长存。 天地将归还，你的话却长新。我将你的话语深藏在我心，免得我得罪你，免得我远离。哦，主啊，与我亲近，我爱你声音，做我脚前的灯，做我路上的光。天地，天地将要过去，你的话却长存。天地将归还，你的话却长新。我将你的话语深藏在我心，免得我得罪你，免得我远离。哦，主啊，与我亲近，我爱你声音，做我脚前的灯，做我路上的光。让我们常常把神的话藏在我们的心里，免得我们得罪他，也愿神做的话做我们脚前的灯，做我们路上的光。我们接下来是主日信息的时间，那冯涛弟兄要用世上的光来跟我们做分享， Abraham 弟兄会做翻译。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们来到神的殿中。
Thank God, today we come to the Lord, the presence of God.
我们一起来读一处圣经，是在约翰福音的一章第一节到第十一节。
They will read the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 11.
好，我们大家可以看到眼前的大屏幕，我们可以一起来读约翰福音一章一节到十一节。
And you can look on the screen. Let's read together, book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 11.
约翰福音一章一节起，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来要为做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。 感谢神，我们神的话语先读到这里，我们一起来祷告。
Thank God, this is the scripture we're going to read today. Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise, we thank you, give his only begotten Son Jesus Christ, the world will become fresh, come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督 担负我们的罪，代替我们在十字架上受死。
Thank you, Jesus, that bear our sin and in our place died on cross.
埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And it was dead and buried, and the third day raised from the dead.
让我们这一切信靠他的人可以罪得赦免。
And for those of us who trust him, that he can be sin be forgiven.
可以在基督里成为新造的人。
And in Christ, we become a new creation.
感谢神将你宝贵的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you that through the Bible you give us your precious word.
便是赐下圣灵带领我们来思想，来明白神的话语。
You also give us the Holy Spirit to lead us to understand the word of God.
愿神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，不要让我们在黑暗当中行。
May the word of God become the lamp upon our feet and light upon path, so we will not walk in darkness.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们从刚才的经文当中，我们可以看到主耶稣基督就是神，就是道，也是光。
And the first passage we just read, we can see Jesus himself is God, is the word, and is the light.
但是这光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
But the light shined in the darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it.
所以从这句话当中，我们可以看到，世界是黑暗的。
So in this world, we can see that the world is in darkness.
不是说几千年前的世界是黑暗，现在的世界就是光明。
It's not say that thousand years ago the world is in darkness, and today we are in the light.
世界就是黑暗。
And the world is always in the darkness.
圣经对世界的看法是非常负面或者说悲观的。
And the Bible's view of the world actually is very negative or it's very, very negative.
圣经告诉我们，当末世的时候，人的心会越来越悖逆神。
And the Bible teaches us in the end of time that people's heart will be more and more betray of God.
到末世的时候，人越来越自私，越来越爱地上的怨乐，越来越藐视神，背逆神。
And in the end of time, people's heart is more and more delight in the earthly feast, and more and more neglect God.
今天的世界可能比几千年前的世界，我们有更好的生活质量，有更高的这种科技可以享受。
Probably in today's world compared thousands of years ago, we have a more advanced technology to enjoy and more much higher life quality for us to enjoy.
但是并不是说今天的世界就比以前的世界更加光明。
But that does not necessarily mean today's world is much more in the light than the old time.
所以道成肉身的上帝第一次来到黑暗的世界，他是要把人从黑暗当中拯救出来。
So the God come to this world, he want to save people from the darkness.
但是道成肉身的上帝第二次降临的时候，就要去审判这个黑暗的世界。
But the word of God second come to the world, and he will judge this world.
所以当我们来看约翰福音一章五节，我们会看见光照在黑暗里，这句话告诉我们，世界是黑暗。
So, in the verse 5, we said the light shines in the darkness. So basically, tells us that the world is in darkness.
然后第九节也告诉我们，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
And the verse 9 also tells that was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world.
既然世界是黑暗的，是绝望的，那世人怎么办呢？圣经告诉我们，有光来照耀这些黑暗当中的人。
If the world is in darkness, the world is in desperation, then what's the solution? And the Bible tells us that there was the true light, and give the light to every man come to this world.
然后这个光是真正的，不是假的。
And that was the true light, it's not false light.
今天有很多的假的光。
And today there's a lot of a fake light.
照亮人，带领人走上错误的道路。
And they tried to shine a path, but take in the wrong direction.
但是耶稣基督是真光，带领人走上正确的道。
But Jesus Christ is the true light, and it leads us to the right path.
然后这个光是真光，这表明这个光是唯一的光。
And also this light is the true light, shows this is the only light.
其他的所有的光不能说全是假的，但是不是完全真实的。
And all the other light, you cannot say necessarily they completely fake, but they are not complete, true.
耶稣是唯一的真光。
And Jesus was the only true light.
那么圣经也告诉我们，信靠耶稣基督的人也就在光中了。
And the Bible also told us that those who trust in Jesus Christ, they are in the light.
但是不信靠主耶稣基督，或者说不接待，不在心里接受主耶稣基督的人，仍然在黑暗里。
And then those who do not know Jesus or in their heart receive Jesus, and they are still in the darkness.
所以我们先来思想，为什么圣经说这个世界是黑暗的？
So let's first think about why a Bible says that this world is in the darkness.
或者说世界从什么开始，什么时候开始就是黑暗的。
Or we can say since when that the world is in the darkness.
今天这个世界上的人有时候会互相说，生活在那一种那个国家当中的人，他们生活在黑暗当中。
And today we see a lot of saying, say the people living in that country, those people are living in the darkness.
甚至有人说，某一些国家他们是非常糟糕、非常垃圾的国家，用很不好的话去形容那些国家。
And some may see that certain group of country, they are very bad country, and they are very bad, and they even use very bad word to describe this country.
这个言下之意就是，我的国家就不是黑暗的了。
And so they imply that my country is not in darkness.
圣经不是这样说。
And the Bible didn't say that.
圣经说，自从人堕落犯罪以后，全地都黑暗了。
And the Bible says, since people fall, and the whole earth is in darkness.
这个世界不再是伊甸园了。
And this world is not in the garden anymore.
这个世界掉到黑暗当中。
And the world is falling into darkness.
看上去人类好像科技文明在发展，这个该隐的后代很了不起，建造坚固的城市，创造打造铜铁利器，有高度的文明。
And it appears that the human technology of civilizations continue to develop. And Cain's descendant and build a lot of cities, and they start to have used the metals and all those things, build all kinds of civilization.
然后他们造非常厉害的武器，他们有很高度的文明，他们有很多的艺术，在该隐的后代当中。
And in Cain's descendant, there's also people make very advanced weapons, and there's artists, and also they create a lot of civilization.
所以他们有艺术家，有吹弄音乐的，有弄这个武器的，他们有各种各样的人才。
And you can see they have all kinds of people. There's a musician, and they have artists, and people create the weapons. They have all kinds of people.
但这些人不敬拜神的名。
The descendant of Cain, they do not worship God.
圣经说这些人没有真正的生命，他们在黑暗当中。
And the Bible says those people actually don't have a life. They actually in the darkness.
神又赐给亚当夏娃一个孩子赛特，代替那个被该隐杀死的那个亚伯。
And God also gave Adam Eve another child. It's called Seth, which is to replace that Abe.Who was killed by Cain?
从那个时候，赛特他的后代才开始敬拜神。
And the Bible said that from Seth and his descendant, and they start to worship God.
但是很快，所有的人，赛特的后裔、该隐的后裔都堕落了，所以这个全地遍布满了罪，人心里充满了罪。
But very quickly.Whether it's Cain's descendant or Seth's descendant, they all fall. And God says this around cover the sin actually covered the whole earth.
接下来发生什么呢？挪亚的洪水。
And then what happened is the flood in the Noah's time.
如果我们看圣经，其实人类以反复的重复这样的错误，或者反复的掉入同样的黑暗，就是远离神。
And if we look at human history, and again, people, human actually continue to fall in this flaw, and falls into stay far away from God, and falls into the darkness.
人类很盲目的，很容易有很错误的乐观的情绪。
And humans actually is very blinded, and sometimes we have a false positive view of ourselves.
第二次世界大战结束的时候，人类非常的乐观，好像从此这个世界上没有邪恶了，我们解决了所有的问题。
In the end of World War II, and the whole world was filled with an optimistic view that we solved all the problems and should be okay now.
但是很快进入一个更危险的时期，冷战开始了。
And finally, very soon the world falls into even more dangerous period, that's the Cold War period.
那个时候冷战期间，人类面临世界毁灭只有五分钟。
And at that time, in the Cold War period time,And the human race only 5 minutes away from the total destruction of a human race.
因为有核武器了。
Because that time that we have the nuclear weapons.
冷战两方阵营分别核武器对着对方，所以在纽约有一不是在伦敦有一个末日钟，就告诉我们离末日只有五分钟。
Because both camp has the nuclear weapons, so in London there's an end of time clock.And it point to 5 minutes to the midnight.
冷战又结束了。
And then we come to the end of the Cold War.
人们又很乐观了。
And the people become optimistic again.
有人写了一本书，世界的终结。
And someone wrote a book, it's the end of the world.
这个名字好像挺悲观，但他想表达的意思是非常乐观，就是说从此这个世界上没有什么矛盾了，一切的问题解决了。所以大家可以平安过日子了。
And the name of the book looks like very tragic, but actually try to very express a very positive, optimistic view of the world after Cold War because every problem being solved.
那个邪恶的帝国倒台了，现在只有这个灯塔国在这里。
And this evil empire is collapsed, and it's only have the light shine.Country is still exist.
但是很快又发生了什么呢？很快又发生了伊斯兰在这个世界上各种恐怖袭击，更加可怕恐怖的事情。
And then follow up with the terrorist act from Islam world, and even more terrified action of terrorism happened around the world.
然后现在发生了什么呢？新冠病毒。
And now we come to the COVID-19.
新冠病毒杀死的美国人比整个越南战争杀死的美国人都要多。
So far they counted that number of people died on COVID-19 is more than people died in the Vietnam War.
所以当我们说世界在黑暗当中，我们第一个会看到人总是一再的掉入黑暗，一再的重复。同样的悲剧。
And when we say that the world is in the darkness, it's basically that people actually again falls in the same type of situation, same type of tragedy.
就像我们今天领会的弟兄说，充满了各种各样的谎言，不知道什么是真实。
Just like the brothers saying in the leading our worship said, today the world is full with falsehood and liars.
你打开新闻，你看到各种各样的媒体。你会发现，政党之间彼此的攻击，彼此的谩骂；国家之间彼此的攻击，彼此的谩骂。
And when you watch the news, you can see parties attack each other and curse each other, and a country curse each other, attack each other.
人们现在有些人说一句话：“哎呀，又刷新了我的这个心理下限。”也就是说，对这些不好的消息，对一些很邪恶的消息的一个心理承受力的下限又被突破了。
And you would see when all those fake news and all those things comes up, and people has a saying that this actually again broken my bottom line of what I can bear.
哇，原来人可以这样的虚伪的。
And oh, the people can be so hypocrisy.
哦，原来人可以这样的骄傲。
And people can be so pride.
原来人可以把什么都拿来夸口，甚至这么严重的病情，也可以说啊，这是一个很光荣的事情。
And I know people can be so boast themselves, even with a very serious thing, they can think this is a very glorious thing, very terrifying thing.
现在我们很多人都认为，可能接下来全球都会面临一个粮食短缺的问题。
Many people think that the follow-up is a global food shortage.
但是我前段时间看新闻，哇，就是有国家力量、军队的力量，把粮田都烧掉了。
And but I watch one news. This country use their country's power and army to destroy the crop field.
我们看到这些事情，我们觉得哇，世界好可怕，好黑暗。
And when we see all those things, what this world is really terrifying, and it's in the darkness.
但是更可怕、更黑暗的是什么呢？如果媒体不报道这些媒体会破产，这些媒体会关门，没有人会看他们。
And but even worse, that if the media does not report those things, and those media probably have to be close their business because no one want to see them.
打一个，我们做一个大胆的设想，如果今天这个世界上最著名的媒体来到我们教会，然后把我们所传讲的信息、所分享神的话放到他们的这个媒体上面。
Let's just imagine, make a big assumption. Suppose this most famous media come to this church today and put what we preach.And this church and their media.
有没有人会愿意看呢？
Is anyone really want to read it?
不，人们要看那些可怕的事情，人们要看那些很邪恶的事情。
No, people don't want to read this. People want to read those kind of very terrifying things and terrible things.
人们就喜欢看这个互相攻击来攻击去，互相骂来骂去。人喜欢看欺骗，人喜欢看偷窃，人喜欢看凶残的事情。
People like to see this accuse each other and cheating and brutal and all those terrifying things.
这是更加可怕的。
And this is an even terrifying thing.
不要说媒体黑暗，媒体充满谎言，其实人的心黑暗，他需要这些黑暗的东西来喂养。
Do not accuse that media is in the darkness, and because people's heart is in the darkness, people's heart in the darkness, they need to be fed with those darkness news.
所以世界是黑暗，我们看到充满了很多罪恶，很多虚谎，啊，很多神所不喜悦的，在这个地上。
So we can see the world is in the darkness and full with all the falsehood, full with the things that do not please God.
当我们来说世界是黑暗的，我们也看到公义得不到彰显。
And when we say world is in the darkness, we also justice is not prevailed.
我们也看到是非是颠倒的，黑白是颠倒。
We also know that right wrong is completely opposite. It's turned upside down.
我们说世界是黑暗的，我们更是看到世界没有出路，世界靠自己，人靠自己是没有出路，所以才说。人都在黑暗里。
And when we say world is in darkness, because also we mean saying that there is no way out for this by ourselves. There is no way out for this world.
葛培里牧师写过一本书，中文名字翻译成《人呐，你往何处去》，英文原名是《Peace with God》。
And Billy Graham wrote a book, and the book name is The Peace with God.
葛培里牧师在他的书里这样说，他说他看这个世界的世人离开主耶稣基督之外没有出路的。
And in this book, Billy Graham basically mentioned that he looked at this world set apart from Jesus, there is no way out.
葛培里说，以前就是人们认为我们只要有政治自由， 我们就解决所有的问题。我只要每一个人有一张选票，然后我选出一个合我心意的政府，这个政府就能照顾好我。
In this book, it is mentioned that before we thought that as long as we have a political freedom and we have this vote, and we will solve the problem, we will elect a government that will solve the problem.
后来葛培理说，很快。这个人们选出来所谓政治自由选出来的政府一再一再的让人们有失望了。
And finally, very soon the people find out that again and again that the government voted by people and disappointed people.
感谢神，上帝知道今天，当然葛培理牧师已经去世了，但是上帝在今天这个世界仍然有人像葛培理牧师这样传讲神的话，坚守神的道。
Of course, Billy Graham has been with the Lord, but thank God today there's still a lot of people like Billy Graham continue to preach the word of God, the way of God.
人们总是把希望寄托在一些谎言上面啊，我有政治自由，我可以选举就解决问题。和葛培理说没有的，这是绝路，这是死路。
And people always want to put some their hope into some falsehood.And I think like if I have a political freedom, I have a vote, an election, I can solve the problem. But Billy Graham said, this is not right. This is the dead end.
葛培理又说，人们又说，哎呀，我们用教育的力量，我们把人教育好，这个世界就没有问题了。
And then Billy Graham said, okay, then people said, maybe we should find another way. That's the education. If we can do a good education, then we'll solve the problem.
葛培理又说，这也是死路，这也是绝路。
And then he said, people find it is the dead end. There's no way out.
因为很多受过很好教育的人非常的邪恶，非常的可怕。
Because there's a lot of people with a very good education, their actions are very evil and terrifying.
我们在就我们上次那个祷告聚会当中，我们专门有家长提出来为现在这些大学来祷告。
And the last prayer meeting, last Tuesday's prayer meeting, and some parents say prayer request is let's pray for those people in the college.
为什么为大学祷告呢？因为大学现在教的东西太可怕了，不知道会把自己的孩子变成什么样子。
Why pray for the college professor? Because right now what teaching the college is too terrifying. They're afraid that their kids will be led to some nowhere.
我有一个好朋友，他在菲律宾，他是个美国牧师，在菲律宾做宣教士，在菲律宾那样一个神学院里教书有几十年的时间。
I have a good friend that is a missionary. He was used to teach in the Philippines and in the seminary.
然后在他离开美国的时候呢，他的女儿进入到大学，而且还是一个基督教的大学。
And when he leave United States andHer daughter entered the college. Actually, it's a Christian college.
然后很多年之后，当他回来的时候，他女儿已经大学毕业了，已经结婚生孩。后来他跟他女儿一接触，他感到非常的可怕。他女儿怎么变成这个样子
？And many years when he returned to United States, and her daughter is already graduate from the college and also married and have a kid. And when she talked to her daughter and she find how come her daughter become this, it's very terrifying to him.
他问你女儿以前不是这样的。
And he said, my daughter was not like this before.
他脑袋里这些东西，这些奇怪的想法，这些非常可怕的想法都是从哪来的？
And all those terrified thoughts and ideas in her brain, in her mind, is where they come from.
从大学灌输的。
And if I not, oh, all those that come from college. That's what college put into her mind.
所以他其实他所表达的跟葛培理牧师表达的是一样，教育也没有出路，也是死路。
And this missionary basically is trying to express the same idea like Bill Graham put this. Education is a dead end.
葛培理在他的书中《Peace with God》这本书中，葛培理 牧师这样说，没有一个国家的人比美国人更加的孤独和苦闷。
And also in the Pilgrim's book, Peace with God, he said, there's no single country in this, on this earth is more lonely and more troubled than people in the United States.
我相信很少有美国人这样想吧。
And I believe not many Americans think it that way, right?
很多很多美国人觉得，哦，我们就生活在这个最好的国家里面。
And a lot of Americans think that we live in this the best country.
但是葛佩里牧师却这样说，觉得美国人是最孤独、最苦闷的。
But Billy Graham said America is the most lonely and troubled people on earth.
葛佩里为什么这样说呢？他根据什么这样说呢
？So based on what Billy Graham said this.
葛佩里说，因为美国人的娱乐事业数量之大，这个各种的这个变化层出不穷，世界第一。
His basis is that America's entertainment industry, his development, his scale is the number one on earth.
他说，因为人空虚啊，因为人孤独啊，因为人苦闷呐、啊。所以人们就在这个上面花钱，花最多的钱去买来一点片刻的麻痹，片刻的安慰。
Because people is lonely, because people is empty, because there's a trouble in their heart, so they're willing to spend a huge amount of money to buy those entertainment, so bring them a moment of a fulfillment and a joy.
我的好朋友 Steve, 弟兄哈。他以前总是跟我讲，那个时候我还在中国大陆嘛 ，Steve 总是跟我讲，不要相信好莱坞那一套，好莱坞所反映的美国不是真正的美国。
And I have a good friend, Steve. And when I was in China, he always told me, "Don't believe what the Hollywood and the Hollywood put the image of America. It's not America."
他真正的美国不是你在好莱坞电影里看到的，不是这样的。
The true America is not like what you see in the Hollywood movie.
在一些方面可能他说的是对的。
And for some perspective, that what he said is right.
但是从另外一个角度，美国有世界上最大的好莱坞啊，它有需求啊。
And but on the other point, that Hollywood is American is the has the hugest movie industry in Hollywood because he has that need.
很多人愿意把钱给他去买呀、啊，去买他生产出来的产品啊，喜欢呐、啊。
Because so many people willing to spend money on the product that Hollywood produces.
所以葛培里说，因为有这么大的娱乐工业，其实很难说都是很健康的。这么大的娱乐工业反映出人很空虚，人很苦闷。
So.Billy Graham's point is because of this huge entertainment industry and a lot of their products not that healthy, and that reflect the fact that people are in great loneliness and emptiness.
所以约翰福音一章一开始就说主耶稣道成肉身来到世上就是光照到黑暗里。其实这告诉我们基督徒对世界要有一个正确的世界观。
And so,in the book of John chapter 1, it said, when Jesus comes to this world, it's the light shine in the darkness. And so basically it says, the world is in the darkness. And so as a Christian, we should have the true and the correct world view.
但是很遗憾的是，有些基督徒很羡慕这个世界的黑暗。
But unfortunately, some Christians are very, keen or very fond of the darkness of the world.
好像是去年还是前年，美国有个著名的人物死了。
And I remember, I don't know, yeah, last year, year before last year, there's a very famous person died. In U.S.
很多媒体报道，就是《花花公子》杂志的创始人。
A lot of media report because this the publisher of the Playboy.
很多人可能没有看过《花花公子》杂志，但是我相信至少听说过吧。
And many people may Christian may not be read the Playboy magazine, but of course we'll hear about it.
然后这个创始人 他还有一个真人秀的节目在电视上放，放了四季，收视率很高的。
And also this publisher actually have a real show on the TV, and there's a four seasons, and there's a very high view rate.
就是说他一个老人家，有四个年轻漂亮的女孩子生活在一个豪华的宫殿里，就是他每天的日常生活。
And
弄成真人秀在电视上放给人看。
And that real show, real-time show, basically is he himself, about 80 years old man, and with four beautiful young girls, and live in that mansion, and just show their daily life. And the rating is very high.
有些人说这就是美国梦啊。
And some said this is an American dream.
很多甚至很多基督徒看。
And even a lot of Christians watch those TV shows.
什么是美国梦？这就是美国梦。
What is American dream? This is American dream.
很多人现在把耶稣基督的福音贬低、贬低、贬低到一个什么什么梦上面去，中国梦、美国梦、这个梦、那个梦上面去。
And so today, even Christians that put down the gospel and it's equated to a dream, American dream, a Chinese dream, whatever the dream is.
耶稣基督的福音不是这个世界上任何梦，甚至都不是大卫的国的梦。
And the gospel of Jesus Christ is not some dream of this world, not even the dream of David's kingdom.
就像主耶稣的那个浪子的比喻说的那个浪子一样。
And just like Jesus, the prodigal son, that parable about this prodigal son.
浪子出生生长在一个信靠神敬虔的家庭。
And a son was born in a family that trusts God.
但是他心里向往的是外面的世界。
But in his heart, he's longed for the outside world.
所以他有一天实在是等不及了，对他父亲说：“把钱给我，我去到外面的世界。”
So one day he cannot wait it anymore. So say to his father, "Say, give me my money, my share, and I will go outside."
后来父亲就把钱给他，他去到外面的世界，放浪形骸。
And in this father gave his money and he go out and he do whatever his flesh desire to do.
哇，找到了乐园啊。
And he really find his paradise.
实现了我心中的梦啊，压抑了那么多年的梦啊。
And this is achieved my dream. That dream has been with me so many years.
我还记得就是我开车从这里开车开到宾州，一进到宾州一个大标语就是，就是说，那个意思好像就是说，追求幸福吧，欢迎来到宾州，好像这么一个标语。
And I remember when one time I drove all the way to Pennsylvania, when they entered the state border of Pennsylvania, there's a huge board that shows that pursue your happiness and welcome to Pennsylvania.
然后一进去旁边一个很大的一个招牌。
And when they enter there, in that sign, there's a huge sign there.
东海岸最大的成人用品商店。
And this is the East Coast most adult product.
就像那个浪子，他羡慕外面黑暗的世界。
Just like that son in the parable, and he longed for the outside world.
今天我们基督徒心里有没有这种对黑暗世界的羡慕呢？
So today we ask ourselves, a Christian in our heart, do we have those admire or long for the outside world?
哇，看那个大富豪，哇，真让人羡慕啊！换了好多任太太，他的太太都是选美冠军呐。
Look at this rich man, and he has a lot of wives, and all these wives are beauty queens.
啊，看那个电影明星多让人羡慕啊！你看他的游艇，你看他的豪宅。
Look at this movie star, how great they look at his yard and look at his mansions.
啊，你看他去的那些 party.
Look at the party he went to.
啊，这是梦啊。
And this is a dream.
我们基督徒有没有这样的想法？
Do our Christians have this type of desire in our heart?
我们是不是？口上说这是个黑暗的世界，但是我们心里却羡慕这个世界的黑暗。
But Do we say in our mouths, we said this is the world is in the darkness, but in our heart, we actually desire for the darkness of the heart, of the world.
耶稣基督是真光照亮一切生在世上的。
And Jesus was the true light, and he gave the light to everyone come into the world.
耶稣又对众人说，在约翰福音八章十二节，耶稣对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
And John 8:12, Jesus spoke to them again, said, "I am the light of the world, and who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, and have the light of life."
所以今天我们说我们是基督徒，我们信靠跟从耶稣基督，我们就不要在黑暗当中行。
So today we call ourselves a Christian. We call ourselves a follower of Christ. So we should not walk in the darkness.
我们不要一方面礼拜天来到教会来唱唱赞美诗，来听听讲道，然后平常的日子又心里羡慕这个世界的黑暗。
So we do not wonder like Sunday we come to church and sing the hymn and hear the word of God, and then the rest of the 6 days we desire for the darkness of the world.
我们不要像那个浪子。
We do not like this product song.
人在父亲的家中，心里却渴望，哎呀，我要出去，我要到外面去。
Live in father's house, but in his heart, the desire is for to go outside.
葛佩里牧师说，人的方法，无论是政治，无论是什么教育，人的方法是绝路，是死路，是黑暗的路。
And Billy Graham basically said, all man's way, whether it's political, education, they are all, it's a dead end way, and there's no way out.
只有耶稣基督是真光，照亮我们正确当中的。
Only Jesus Christ is the true light. He gave the light to us.
然后他是真理的光。
And also he is the light of truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the Bible said, "Is the world become fresh to dwell among us, and the held of glories, and full of the grace and the truth."
然后，耶稣的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们的路。
And also, Jesus' word is a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path.
然后，神的话一解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达，就让我们走出黑暗了。
And also said, the entrance of your word gave the light, it gave the understanding to the simple.
所以当我们说耶稣是世上的光的时候，第一个我们要知道他是真理的光。
And when we say Jesus is the word, the light of the world, and he's the light of the truth.
我们还特别要知道耶稣基督的光，这个光是不灭的
光。And we also want to know that the light, Jesus as the light of the world, and that light will never extinguish.
在我们今天早上成人主日学当中，我们来看到希伯来书第二章的第一节、第二节，一直到第四节经文。
Yeah, Sunday school this morning we studied the book of Hebrews chapter 2:1-4.
圣经警告我们，当我们不是对神的道存着一个郑重的态度来信靠神的道，我们会失去的。
Yeah, and the Bible warns us if we do not treat the word of God in a serious way, and we will be drift away.
我们今天往往有一个误解，当所有的人都不相信圣经，当所有的人都不相信耶稣所说的话，耶稣的话就会消失了，因为大家都不接受啊，他就消失了。
And we have a misunderstanding or falsehood thinking is that when the seems so many people don't believe in the word of God, and so the word of God one day will disappear.Drift away.
就像这个人类历史上出现过很多很多的学说，很多很多的理论，很多很多的书，但是人们都越来越不相信，越来越不接受，这些都消失了，都灭亡了。
And it's just like a lot of philosophy teachings in the human history, because people don't believe it, and those philosophy and teaching gradually be disappeared.
所以很多人很担心呐、啊，哎呀，这个来教会的人越来越少，或者下一代人就是越来越少相信圣经，相信耶稣的话，那有一天这些消失了。
So someone concerned because there's less people believe in Christ. Next generation is much more difficult for them to believe God and people come to church is less and less, so the word of God will disappear.
但是上帝从来不为这个担心。
but God don't have that concern.
上帝对世人说，人不信靠上帝的话，不信靠上帝的道的，人会消失，人会灭亡。
What God said is that the people don't believe in the word of God, and the people will drive away. People will be disappeared.
圣经说神的道不会消失，一笔一画都不会改。
And the Bible said that the word of God will never disappear, even one stroke and one dot will not be changed.
挪亚的时代，世人都不相信挪亚说的话。
In Noah's time, no one actually believed what Noah said.
那挪亚传的信息消失了没有呢？没有人信，没有人接受啊。
But Noah's message at that time, no one believed it, no one take it. But Noah's message didn't disappear.
那些不相信、不信的人，他们消失了。
But those people don't believe, don't take it, they disappear.
啊，所以我们来看，耶稣是真光，我们知道这是不灭的光。
So when we say Jesus is the light of the world, this light is never extinguished.
为什么？因为这是永恒上帝的光，它是生命的源头。
Because this is the eternal God, the light of eternal God, and He is the beginning of the life.
一切被造物的光，都必须要依赖某一样才能发光。
All the created things, they have to depend on some source to shine the light.
这个电灯发光，它依赖电。
The light we have here shine the light because it has the electricity.
太阳发光，它依赖物质燃烧。
And the sun give a light because it's depend on the things, the element burned inside of it.
所有一切被造物的光，一定要依赖一个来源，把这个来源掐断，它就灭了，它光就消失了。
All the light created by thecreated stuff, they all have some source. If you cut off the source, and the light was gone.
但是上帝的光是不灭的，因为上帝是永恒生命的上帝。
But the light of God will never change because He is the eternal life.
所以我们看创世纪，我们会看见上帝第一样是说要有光就有光，对不对
？So, If we look at Genesis, we remember that when Jesus, when God said there will be light and there is light.
然后上帝才造这个大星、小星，或者也就是说，今天我们通俗的说，星星、月亮啊，这些发光的光体。
Then actually, then God created all those light bodies like stars.
有时候我们会很困扰，没有这个太阳、月亮、星星，哪来的光呢？就是我们人会这样想。
Sometimes we're confused to say, if there's no light, no sun, no moon, where comes the light?
所以我们会说，上帝不是应该先造太阳吗？这样才会有光啊。
And in our view, God should create a sun first, then there will be light.
但是创世纪不是这样说，创世纪说先有光，然后才有这种各种星体啊。
But that's what they're not recorded in Genesis. Genesis is that there will be light, and then God created also those stars.
当我们来读圣经，我们就明白了，原来一切被造物的光，它一定不是永恒的，一定是暂时的。
And when we read the Bible, and then we understand all the created bodies get light, not eternal, they are temporary.
所以在启示录圣经的最后一卷书说，在上帝的国中，在那城中，不再用日月的光照耀了，有神自己的光照耀。
And so in the Revelation, and they said in the end, in the city of God, at that time, there's no longer need for the sun or moon as the source of light, because God Himself become the light.
所以我们说耶稣基督是真光，他是真理的光。
So when we say Jesus Christ is the true light, is the light of truth.
然后他是不灭的光。它是必定得胜，必定吞没黑暗的光。
And this light, it will never be put away, and it will be last forever, and it will definitely will be defeated the darkness.
当主耶稣基督被钉在十字架的时候，当时都黑暗了三个时辰。
And when Jesus was crucified on the cross at that moment, and this the heaven and earth become fall into darkness for three hours.
那个 那说哎呀，那是最黑暗的时刻，这个光唯一的真光被扑灭了，黑暗战胜了。
And that is the most darkest moment, and only the true light is being put down, and darkness is triumphant over the light.
但是后来怎样呢？后来圣殿的幔子裂开，人与神之间可以有一条又新又活的路。
But what follows is that in the temple, there's a big, the curtain is being torn from the top to bottom, and a new living way of a person to God is open.
在这之前，耶稣就说，当他被举起来的时候，会吸引万民归向他。
And before that, Jesus said, when he's lift up from the earth, he will attract all the people to him.
所以永远不会是黑暗吞灭真光，永远是真光战胜黑暗。
So there will never be a darkness triumph over the light, but the true light will always triumph over the darkness.
耶稣基督在约翰福音十五章二十二到二十三节，主耶稣说：“我若没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪。”但如今他们的罪无可推诿了。
In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 22 to 23, said, "If I didn't come to speak to them, they have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin."
恨我的，也恨我的父。
And who hates me, hates my father also.
所以耶稣说他是世上的真光。圣经说耶稣是世上真光，他来到世界上一个很重要的显明黑暗。
And also the other point I want to know is when Jesus said is the true light that come to this world, and it's the world as a light, it basically shows the darkness, reveal the darkness.
所以耶稣说，我如果没有来，我如果没有教训，没有讲这些话，那这些人的罪也就没有了，没有显出来。
So basically said Jesus was saying here is if I didn't come, if I didn't spoke to them, so they don't have a sin because I didn't show them. Light didn't reveal the darkness.
但是耶稣说，我来了，我教训了他们，我讲了这些话呀，那他们的罪就无可推诿了。
But what Jesus said, but instead I came and I teached and the light actually revealed the darkness, so they don't have an excuse.
在以前有些基督徒在那里争论该不该给那些没有听到福音的地区去传福音。
And there's a argument among Christian discussion said that should we actually preach the gospel to the area that they never heard the gospel?
简单的说，就当时法国有一群基督徒就说要不要传福音到中国去，因为他们没有听过福音，你传福音去给他们搅扰他们呢。
To be very specific, at that time in the French, there's a group of Christians arguing whether they should preach the gospel to China because they never heard Christianity. And if you preach that, you basically disturb them.
他们不知道不很好吗？不知道有天堂，不知道有地狱，不知道不很好吗？你这传给他，然后他们如果不相信耶稣，那还要落到地狱里去，不是害人家。
So the thought process is like this. Since they never heard it, so they don't know heaven, they don't know earth, they don't know hell, so was that good? Because if you go there to preach to them, and if they don't take it, and then they will go to hell.
So this is the human
thought. And this is the human-based thinking.
圣经从来不这样想。
And that's not what the Bible teaches.
圣经上帝给他的门徒大使命，传福音到地极。
And the Bible that gave the great commission to his disciples and the preached the gospel to the end of the world.
信靠主耶稣基督得永恒的生命。
And believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life.
不信靠主耶稣基督，他们的罪已经定了。
Do not believe in Jesus Christ, the sin has been determined.
落到灭亡。
And it will be fall in the perish.
所以耶稣来。耶稣他说我如果他耶稣说我如果不来，你们的这些罪还显不出来。
And what Jesus said, if I don't come, and your sin will not be revealed.
或者说也没办法审判，你罪显不出来吗？
Or put out the way, there will be no judgment because your sin is not revealed.
但是耶稣来了呀。
But Jesus come.
耶稣他来了，他教训了，他讲了这些话呀。
And Jesus came and Jesus teach, Jesus spoke.
所以以后要用耶稣的道来审判。
So, in the judgment day, and the basis of judgment is the word of Jesus.
我们能不能说，上帝，你何必来搅扰罪人呢？你不来不很好吗？
Can we say that God, why you come to stir this world? If you don't come, is that good?
人永远没有权利讲这样的话。
Of course, people don't have the right to say that.
上帝独行其事的神。
God do things according to His own will.
上帝不听任何人的指挥。
God don't take any people's counsel.
上帝说我就要来。
And God said, I come.
然后我把我的道传讲出来。
And I preach my word.
人可以有得救的机会。
And people can have a chance to be saved.
信靠主耶稣基督的得永远的生命。
And who trust Jesus Christ will have eternal life.
拒绝主耶稣基督的他们的罪已经被定了。
And if you refuse to reject Jesus Christ, and their sin is determined.
那么接下来在约翰福音一章九到十一节，告诉我们黑暗的世界拒绝真光，拒绝主耶稣基督。
And also in John chapter 1 verse 9 to 11, and they talk about the world in the darkness reject Jesus.
所以其实今天的世界也是这样的。
So it's the same thing that today's world.
不要来搅扰我们。
And they do come to disturb us.
啊，这是我们的生活方式。
And this is my lifestyle.
没伤害任何人。
I didn't hurt anybody.
为什么我一定要信耶稣呢？
Why do I have to believe in Jesus?
为什么我一定要去敬拜基督徒的上帝呢？
Why I have to worship the God of Christian worships?
我是善良的好人啊。
I'm a very good person.
但是如果我们真的是跟从耶稣基督的人，
But if we're true follower of Jesus Christ,
我们真的就要把这个光发出来。
And we need to shine this light.
就像耶稣怎样来到世上，真光来到世上一样。
Just like the true light, how the true light come to this world.
叫人的罪无可推诿。
And so it will make people no excuse of their sin.
我们还需要特别指出，耶稣是唯一的真光。
And finally, one thing we also point out, Jesus is the only true light.
但是我们不能说其他的光全是邪恶的光，全是假的，不能这样讲。
We cannot say all the other light are completely evil or completely false.
因为其他的光是反照出真光的一部分，但是不是真光的本体。
So the some of the light we see, maybe they just some reflection of the true light, but not 100%, maybe part of it.
所以在世界的文明当中有很多美善的事是从众光之父从上帝那里来的。
So in this whole world civilization, there's a lot of good things, and the Bible says all the good things actually from God, Father.
所以我们基督徒，我们不是拒绝孔孟之道。不是拒绝什么苏格拉底啊柏拉图。
So as a Christian, we are not completely deny Confucius Confucius or Plato or Socrates.
就是这个地上的文明道德有它好的地方，有上帝的美善之光在这其中。
So,the world civilization and all different culture, there is a good part which is, according to the Bible, is from God.
但是这一切不是那真正的让人真正得救的真光。
But all those are not that true light that can bring people to salvation.
但是所以只有主耶稣基督是独一的真光。
So only Jesus Christ is the only true light.
所以耶稣说，从来圣经告诉我们，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So, Bible tells us no one ever seen God at any time, and only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of Father, has declared him.
所以我们透过孔子是找不到真正的上帝的。
So through Confucius, we cannot find true God.
我们透过苏格拉底是找不到真正的上帝，或者普拉图啊，或者亚里士多德，那西方的那些，
Either we cannot find God from Plato or all those great person.
只有透过主耶稣基督。
Only through Jesus Christ.
然后，使徒行传四章十二节告诉我们，除他以外，除主耶稣以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠他得救。
So Acts 4:12 said, "None the salvation is any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
所以我们不能定义世界上很多的文明，很多的道德伦理，把它定义为邪恶，我们不能这样去定义，因为确实很多时候都是从众光之父那里来的美善的事。
So we cannot put that defined the lot of civilization, lot of culture and moral code of from different nation. There's a evil thing. Actually, they're not. And some of the good things is from the Heavenly Father.
但是唯一的真光，让人真正灵魂得到永恒的拯救的唯一的真光，就是主耶稣基督。
But the only true light.And the true light to bring salvation is Jesus Christ.
但是如果当其他的这些光要把我们去拉离，带领我们偏离这唯一的真光的时候，我们就要特别的警觉了。
So if the other lights want to drag us away from this true light, then we'll be very careful.
那这些就成了上帝的仇敌。
And if that's the case, then all those become the enemy of God.
你可以爱孔子，你可以爱儒家思想，但是你不要爱他们超过爱耶稣。
You can like Confucius, you can like some of the thoughts of the Confucius thing, but you cannot love them more than you love Jesus.
你可以爱柏拉图，你可以爱亚里士多德，你可以很欣赏、很崇拜他们，但是不要。爱他们超过爱主耶稣。
You can like Plato, you can like Aristotle, but you will not love them more than love Jesus.
那么，圣经也告诉我们，信靠耶稣基督的人也是世上的光。
The other things we want to remember that those of us trust Jesus Christ, we are the light of the world.
所以，跟从耶稣的人必要得着生命的光。
And because we follow Jesus, and Jesus said, "If you follow me, they will have the light of life."
耶稣更是告诉那一切信靠跟从他的人说：“你们是世上的光。”
And even more, and Jesus tell all those who follow him that you are the light of the world.
所以基督徒不是逃避世界。
So Christian is not try to escape from the world.
基督徒进入世界，在世界上做光。
And Jesus, Christian enter the world.And become the light of the world.
所以基督徒不是躲在一个象牙塔里面，然后只跟基督徒交往，不是这样。
So Christian is not hired in an ivory tower and only deal with Christian myself.
前两天我看到一个新闻，我感到很震惊。
A couple days ago, I read the news and I was shocked.
然后就是有一个基督徒就跑到。一些少数族裔，简单的说就是亚裔了，跑到他们家门口贴一封信，他写的亲笔信。
And a Christian actually go to in the neighborhood and go to the Asia family and put a letter on their door.
然后就说
letter he wrote a letter.
就是你们都回去，回到你们自己的国家去。
And basically that says go back to your own country.
如果你是不是出生在美国，你21岁，你有孩子，你把你的孩子哪怕出生在美国全部带回去。
If you're not born in the United States and 21 years old or kids or something, or even you have the kids, just take all the kids back to your country.
我是信上帝的人。
I'm a person believing God.
或者说我们是 trust in God.
You know, we trust in God.
你们不是。
You don't.
我看到这样的信由基督徒写出来，我感到很震惊。
And I read this news. This letter is written by Christian. I was greatly shocked.
他可能觉得，哎呦，我是世上的光啊，我把这个黑暗都赶走啊。
And they think I'm the light of the world. I driven out of those darkness.
这不是光。
This is not light.
光是把人从黑暗里带出来。
Light is a bring people out of the darkness.
所以基督徒的光是照亮罪人，是温暖罪人，把罪人从黑暗中带出来，不是把罪人赶走。
So the Christian light as a light of the world is the light of shine upon the darkness and bring warmness to the people and it's draw people to the light, not cast people out of the light.
我很怀疑这个称自己是基督徒的人，他有没有真正的看过耶稣说的话。
I highly doubt that this person claimed himself a Christian and is really read the word of God, Jesus.
耶稣说以后是天国的宴席，万国万民从东西都有，从东从西都有人来。
And Jesus said, one day in the heavenly feast, there is a people from all the nations, from the west, east, south, and the north.
耶稣甚至警告说，那些自认为自己、自以为意、骄傲的亚伯拉罕的后裔会赶到外面去。
And Jesus even warned those pride of himself as Abraham's descendant, they will be cast out.
所以当我们思想耶稣是光，我们信靠他的人，我们是光。我们怎样发光？我们不是说把这些，我们只跟光在一起，把黑暗全部赶走、踢走，不是这样。
So when we think about Jesus said you are the light of the world, how could think about how we become the light of the world? We are not just associated with the light, cast out all the darkness.
然后当然了，我们是世上的光，我们不能口上一边说我们是光，然后实际上我们却享受或者羡慕这个黑暗的世界。或者是与世界同流合污。
Of course, we cannot say that we are the light of the world, but at the same time, we enjoy or we desire the darkness of the world, or in other words, conformed with the world.
那么我刚才举的那个例子，那种所谓的基督徒当然是非常非常罕见了。
Of course, the example I just talked about, this type of so-called Christian is very rare, extremely rare.
但是第二种基督徒可能是非常普遍了，就是一方面认为自己是世界的光，但是一方面又跟世界同流合污，甚至羡慕这个世界的黑暗。
But the other type of Christian I just mentioned, maybe much more, is that we claim we are the light of the world, but in our life we desire or we enjoy the darkness of the world.
我们今天来思想主耶稣基督是这个世界的光。
I think about today, Jesus said he is the light of the world.
在耶稣在这个地上短暂的一生当中，哪一个时刻是耶稣最发光的时刻？
And I ask you that in the very short life of Jesus Christ, if you think a moment that is the most bright moment of Jesus Christ.
我们会觉得耶稣在地上三十几年短暂的一生，或者准确说从他开始传道开始短短的三年半时间，哪一个时刻我们觉得哇，这真的是耶稣最发光的一个时刻。
If I ask Jesus short 33 years life, or maybe more precise in this last 3.5 years he come out to preach, and what is the most brightest moment of Jesus' life
平静风浪的时候
come down the storm,
登山变相的时候
transfigure on the mountains,
让人从死里复活的时候
and we raise from the dead,
那都是耶稣非常闪光的时刻，是不是？
And those are very shining moments of his ministry.
但是耶稣说在他生命当中有一个时刻是最重要的。
But Jesus said in his life, there's a moment is the most important.
什么时刻呢？
What's the moment?
被举起来的时刻。
And Jesus said when he is lift up.
被钉在十字架上的时刻。
What he meant is when he was nailed on the cross.
耶稣说那个时刻请万民来归向我，就是说那个时候真正的这个光发出来了，黑暗当中的人都走向这个光了，那个时刻。
And Jesus said, when he is lifted up from earth, he will draw all the people come to here. what Jesus said at that moment, the light is shining and it draws the people to the light.
我自己就是被耶稣的那个时刻从黑暗当中吸引出来。
And I myself was drawn by the light at that moment of Jesus Christ.
我以前看圣经，我觉得耶稣行的那些神迹没什么了不起啊。
And before I read the Bible, I thought the miracle that Jesus performed is not that impressive.
啊，很多还赶不上我以前小时候读的那些中国的传说呀、神话呀，还没有那些厉害呀。
Because a lot of miracle he performed is not actually as impressive as some of the Chinese book I read when I was young.
但是我发现耶稣生命当中有一个时刻，我在其他任何地方我看不到。
But I find that in Jesus' life there's one moment, and that moment I cannot see in anywhere else.
就是耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上的时刻，耶稣最后说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做，他们不晓。”
And in the moment when he was nailed on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they do."
我说，这句话，这个光，这个爱。世界上从来没有。
And I said, this world, this light, and this type of love, the world doesn't have it.
我就被这个时刻吸引。
I was drawn by this moment.
那么当耶稣基督从死里复活，耶稣基督对他的门徒说，传福音先从哪里开始？
And so when Jesus risen from the death, and he told his disciples, when you preach the gospel, start from where?
关于耶路撒冷
，and he said from the Jerusalem，
从那些把他钉十字架的人开始
，and he said from Jerusalem， he basically says you preach the gospel to those who crucified him first，
然后再到撒玛利亚，再到外邦，再到地极
，then to Samaritan， then to Gentile， then to the end of earth。
上帝的爱第一个临到那些把上帝钉在十字架上的凶手。
So the love of God first will be preached to those people who nailed Jesus on the cross.
这样的爱，这样的光，我在世界上任何地方看不到。
And such a love, such a light, I'll never see it anywhere else in the world.
然后我就被这样的光所吸引。
And I was drawn by this light.
然后我就没有在黑暗当中行。
Then I would not, no longer walk in the darkness.
希望今天圣灵打开我们每一个人心里的眼睛，让我们也看见这样的光。
And I hope the Holy Spirit open our eye.
让我们不要做那些在黑暗当中的可悲的甚至盲目的然后还称自己是基督徒的所谓基督徒。
And we all see this light, so we're not falsely claim ourselves as a Christian, but we're not really a Christian.
我们可能不知，没有，从来没有见过什么是真正上帝的光，十字架上所发出的光。
Maybe our life will never truly see what the light of God and the light shine on the cross.
来，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，他是真光，照亮。在这黑暗世界当中的人
Thank you, you gave us Jesus Christ. This is the true light shine upon this people in the darkness.
啊，愿圣灵在我们每一个人心里做工，让我们真正看见那十字架上上帝所发出的光辉。
May the Holy Spirit that can see that showed us that the light that shine upon the cross.
让我们真正的。我们黑暗的心灵能够被这样的光所光照所照亮。
So our heart in darkness can be shined by such a light.
愿神带领我们从此行在光明当中，不在黑暗当中行。
May God lead us so we no longer walk in the darkness, but we walk in the light.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
我们谢谢冯涛弟兄信息的分享，更感谢神啊，借着冯涛弟兄的口给我们的劝勉还有提醒，来唱这首如露可切慕溪水，来回应神的话。神啊，我的心切慕你如露切慕溪水，唯有你是我心所爱，我渴望来敬拜你。你是我的力量盾牌，我灵单单相呼于你，唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕来敬拜你。 As the deer As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield.To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. 接下来是我们报告的时间。再次欢迎所有的弟兄姐妹在线上或是在教会里面参与的实体的聚会。那我们的报告事项跟上一周是一样的，就是再次提醒弟兄姐妹们，从上周开始我们恢复主日的实体聚会，但是我们继续在线上，我们还是有用Zoom的方式让其他的弟兄姐妹能够来参与。那我们目前在五月份呢，我们只有在主日早上的主日学还有敬拜是在教会举行，那暂时不提供这个婴儿看护。那我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹继续我们保持社交距离，然后来参加聚会的时候还是戴着口罩。那还是一样，就是在下一周如果你要来参加聚会，请跟福山弟兄联系。那我们还是一样，就是在每次聚会之后呢，我们都会做内部清洁还有消毒的这些工作，来确保我们提供一个安全的聚会的环境。那我们也请弟兄姐妹继续为我们教会的实体聚会来祷告。一般的聚会呢，我们还是保持在线上举行，周二晚上7点的祷告会，周三早上10点的姐妹会，周五晚上的7点30的查经，继续在用线上的方式来去进行。那关于对教会的奉献如果你有感动的话，那请继续用寄到教会邮箱的方式，如果你没有来参加教会的实体聚会。如果没有其他的报告事项我们一起站立来宣读信仰告白。那我们也是鼓励在线上的弟兄姐妹跟我们一起来宣读。1、2、3，请。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生， 在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。请冯涛弟兄为我们做祝祷。
我们用哥林多后书十三章十四节来祝祷。
We'll have our benediction with Second Corinthians chapter 13:14.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
请坐 ，Please be seated. 默祷上会。Thank you.